Blog Talk Radio.
Song I sing.
Well, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Blessed Sukkot. Blessed Feast of Tabernacles. All thankful. Yes, I am. To the Most High. Yes, thankful every year that He brings near. All blessings and praise and glory be unto His name. For the Most High, indeed, my brothers and sisters, well, yes, I thank Him absolutely for the opportunity to be back with you here again. And I am Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and I have to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very, very important things for Him to do. And He told me, my brothers and sisters, because of what I must do, He said to me, I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I, even all of us should be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me without question that I must tell you things. This is my commission. And indeed, He sends prophets to speak what others would not. I didn't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for nothing. For there's much of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, that many have not heard. And because of it, many have been misled. But the Most High told me that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. I thank the Most High for His promise, for He has forsworn. Yes, indeed, He has forsworn. The Messiah surely must come for the refreshing, the restitution of all things. Scripture talks about the times of refreshing. Yes, indeed, in Acts 3:18 through 23. What does it say about those times of refreshing in Isaiah 28? It talks about how all the leaders that men have trusted in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, that after strong drink have gone astray. So much so that the people will find out that they lack the foundation. Not only were they not mature, but lack the foundation upon which to grow. Not discerning that foundation, my brothers and sisters, line upon line, precept upon precept, that is so very necessary to discern the message of one who has makshava, intimate, interwoven, reinforced, my brothers and sisters, that every aspect knowledge of the Most High. And I find it, my brothers and sisters, so amazing. Yes, indeed, I do. The scriptures, though they speak of a time of refreshing, bringing to remembrance all things the Most High, as spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets, this world began. But there are actually those in this world who, after altering their agenda, often shutting their ears to the greater truth, believe that there will come a day when they will have to present their case to prove themselves faithful to the Most High, and many have not sought the fullness of His word. And dare to believe that after a partial precept and another agenda, that all the more has left people blind as to the purposes of the Most High and the thoughts of the Most High. Men have actually believed, amazingly enough, they've actually believed that they will be able to prove themselves true to Him. Where in so many ways it shall actually be proven that in a lack of diligence, yes, my brothers and sisters, much neglect, that the worship of men has not been fully unto divine purpose, but appeasing mankind in his vanities. For the scripture says Messiah must come, therefore, to bring all things to remembrance. How about call all things to mind? Even all that truth of the world is so often ignored. Concerning all things that the Most High has spoken. by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And it even goes as far as to say that those who will not hearken to him, will be cut off from among the people. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What else does it mean? But that man's worship, if he will not bind all the testimonies, seal all the law, see all the things the Most High declared collectively together unto their ultimate purpose, Messiah, according to Isaiah 8:16-20, will say if they don't reckon these words concerning his testimony, he says there's no light in them. Meaning that the testimony of man has been vanity. Vanity, what does it mean? Look at the word idle, I-D-L-E. It has been stagnation, not growth. Idle, what does the Bible say? It says an idol is false worship. So false God, it's deception. It is vanity, is what men look after. And trust in, never to attain the victory, never to overcome or perceive beyond those who hide the truth. Oh, I hope you heard me. The salvation of man is deliverance beyond all those who deny you the greater knowledge of the truth. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. With every lie a man believes, is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. The deliverance of man, my brothers and sisters, in so much scripture, and I'm going to get to a bit of that, relates again and again that the salvation of man is discerning beyond all the obstacles that have led people astray. How about beyond all the short-sighted concepts, short-sighted hegemonies, controlling bodies of knowledge, which so often have prevented men against looking for the greater truth? Even the apostle Shaul did not seek to do this. He told men quite expressly that the faith remained. The greater faith and respect for Messiah remained. He said, let us not consider ourselves so wise for the time. If any man consider himself wise in this world, after the multitude of diversities that exist in it, then a man consider himself wise. After a multitude of word of contradictions is what he was saying. Compromises, partial and polluted standards. So if any man consider himself wise after such, this vanity, said, let him consider himself a fool, that he might become wise. Well, the word idol, idol, I-D-L-E, I-D-O-L. Habakkuk says that it is false worship, it's false God. How about a fallen concept of deity? False worship is not worship of that which is true to the Most High. Deception, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against a greater dimension of truth. It deceives rather than compelling the mind to be able to fully perceive. All these stumbling blocks must be removed from the mind, yes indeed, that the people be free. I said that the people may at last be free. In the letter of the apostle, Shaul, they call Paul, 2 Thessalonians, I'm speaking about, 2nd chapter. Talks about what's necessary unto the regathering of the people. Shall the people be gathered together as one after a multitude of diverse standards, or are they automatically, innately, sometimes satisfied with being separated? Especially if they all have their own ideals and there's a someone else who has another set of ideals in the midst. Is it likely that people will gravitate to those who impose them? are those who commend him. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture talks about the regathering of the people. Shall a people be regathered after a multitude of diverse, even oftentimes contending and opposing ideals? But the people be gathered together, my brothers and sisters, is talking about finally if they gather together in the Most High, being raised unto a greater consciousness. No, by no means will they be raised up or gathered together after a multitude of conflicting ideals, after still what is yet a vain and carnal level. The word for vanity, idolatry, it relates emptiness, worthlessness. How about a standard, my brothers and sisters, that men look to, or oftentimes look to, but by no means will grant them victory? I said a standard that men look to that by no means will grant them victory, by no means will give them power to gain strength unto oneness as a strong people, having power in the Most High to transcend all their instabilities. In 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the gathering of the people. And if we look closely at 2 Thessalonians, particularly the 7th through the 12th verses, it talks about a need to transcend the powers of perdition. The principalities and powers, my brothers and sisters, after the multitude of their differences, divisive against the one. And it speaks, my brothers and sisters, then about the need to transcend these mysteries of iniquity, these systemic flaws that keep people from discerning beyond their sins, keep their iniquities, their sins, their inequities, their injustices. A thing after which the people are still yet blinded. In other words, my brothers and sisters, there's a tremendous inequity that exists in the society, like, say, for instance, one in which we live in today. So many diverse standards that people act like that's normal. There would be a multitude of diverse standards, my brothers and sisters, unless there's been a falling away from the faith. How about the falling away from the truth that men once knew? How about a fall away from the same mutual expectation and the same mutual sense of requirement? The Most High is one, so that he declares then that he has one standard, because there's no multitude of different saviors, no multitude of completions, no multitude of perfect and pure standards. There's only one. Agreed, my brothers and sisters, we must be to the fact that there's only one, even as Yah is one. The scripture talks about the mysteries of iniquity. How about all the diverse standards of this world that keep people blind to the greater righteousness of Yah? The scripture said, because men follow after the wicked who preside over the temples, right there and amongst your churches. Yes, I said the wicked, the lawless, preside over your churches. That means that they have less than what is lawful, they have less than what is justice, they have less than what is righteousness. Righteousness, justice, it means that you give to the Most High all that He requires. You have an expectation and love for all that He said of old, all that He is saying, all that He ever will. That is righteousness. That's the everlasting righteousness of the Most High. To discern what that is indeed His everlasting mercy. His mercy that endures forever. The grace of the Most High is that He reveals this truth, which the world was not. That's His gift. By no means is the grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, put aside divine law, but it reveals the law of the world would not. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, relates the eternal, constant, unchanging, irrevocable promises of Yahweh. But the promises of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, relate and end this confusion. You ever ask the question then why your rulers have not spoken to you concerning it? There's a lot to talk about tonight. Let us move on. Scripture said because men did not welcome the truth with love. Think about how many millions were murdered in the first centuries. Persecuted unto silence and murdered. In the first centuries of the dispensation of the quote-unquote, as they say, gospel. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you if it was a matter of men trying to maintain their own sovereignty, what went forth at the hands of the apostles might have been the gospel, but what has gone forth after the compromises of worldly church and state is not the gospel at all. It's not the righteousness of Yah at all. So therefore, what are we talking about here? In fact, quite frankly, Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4, even out to 43:15, relates so much that because men had not sought to receive the full restoration of what is righteousness, what they had was vanity, hidden in prison houses, and knew it not. My brothers and sisters, that's not the victory. That's not the salvation. That's not deliverance from those who can beguile the minds. So consider what we're talking about here. It says because men did not accept the truth with love or welcome the truth with love, men were deceived and have been deceived for a long time. Hard words, truth is what it is. Preferring unrighteousness, following after a strong delusion that caused them to believe a lie. How about standing upon faulty foundations, granted on the half-truths, still stuck in the doggone traps? The cages, the snares, said by those who would exploit men in their ignorance. Preferring unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says Messiah has to come. In 2 Thessalonians 2, it is a reiteration of the verses at Isaiah 11. It says Messiah comes with the spirit of understanding, Hebrew word, bana. It's not partial understanding. It's a composite, comprehensive understanding, my brothers and sisters, concerning all that the Most High reveals is the intimate knowledge of himself. It is a prime knowledge, my brothers and sisters, indivisible. It is an irrevocable knowledge that does indeed have primacy and sovereignty above all else. There's a word, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says such things, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, it's relating that all that is lesser will bow to that which is greater. There's a need to understand all these things. Yes, there's a need to consider all these things. Need to see them in your mind more than words learned by rote. There's need to discern, my brothers and sisters, for every precept the Most High gives, there should be an image of it in your mind to assure that you see quickly what must be the righteous interpretation of his word. So what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, 2 Thessalonians says that because Messiah shall come with this comprehensive vision and understanding after the spirit of the Most High, with the breath of his lips, the testimony of his mouth, shall he slay, expose all and every lawless standard that has presided, yes, amidst the churches. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Excuse me and understand, for that scripture goes on to finally say, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Every lawless standard. With a brightness, how about of his appearance? The epiphany that will come to mind. Look at the words closely in the original language. Let's just say, as they translated it. It'll be a marvelous thing, my brothers and sisters, when the truth, the stone, which the present builders amongst the temples have rejected and refused, will become the chief stone of the corner. There'll be a sudden epiphany when people realize that so much of what they have trusted has not been true to the spirit of the Most High that teaches all things no lie in it, but subject to the spirit of darkness whereby many, many very important truths of the scripture are hid. The scriptures say, however, like I said, reminiscent of Isaiah 11, as the scriptures were reflected in 2 Thessalonians 2. It says he will then a second time regather the tribes of Israel. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the tribes of Israel. And it talks about a territory, if you look at it closely, it was all part of the ancient Medo-Persian Empire. Oh, yes, he gathers people from the four corners, or the four ends of the earth, the four directions of the earth. However, it speaks about that expressly to do that a second time. for a very, very powerful reason. But did Moshe do that before? No, my brothers and sisters, he did not. So what regathering out of Babylon? And believe me, the one whom we speak that gathered his people the first time also overtook Babylon. And in fact, there's a reason why after his time, you don't hear them so quickly talking about, per se, Moab, Egypt, Babylon, Assyria. For all these kingdoms, in anticipation of a righteous one, right, more righteous than all the rule of these kingdoms, became part of that kingdom. There was a monotheist revolution throughout those territories, my brothers and sisters, according to what was an ancient expectation that goes all the way back to the days of Noah. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, today, to this very day, because of the surreptitious sedition. Anarchy unawares that exist among the churches that many have not even begun to consider to this very day. But nevertheless, it is integral foundation. I said to you again, that word is integral information, fundamental information, without which, in so many ways, this world remains fallen from the faith. Fallen from the discerning knowledge of the truth that once the early church knew, believed, and loved, trusting in a multitude of counterfeits, my brothers and sisters, because the scripture said the gospel be hid, or the fullness of that word that is revealed from on high be hid, many are lost. How about misled by a multitude of counterfeits? It's time, my brothers and sisters, to discern the real about this. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to prepare. In this time that is called the Feast of Tabernacles, that we prepare our temples rightly, that unto Yah himself, yes, indeed, unto Yah himself, we shall be blessed, that we might indeed be a blessing. I have spoken. Last few nights, particularly rather heavily, about a passage of scripture that is found at Psalms 118, and we've talked a lot about Psalms 18. As of yet, we have not read through the entirety of this psalm, at least not on this show. Psalms 118, and there's a verse in particular that is worthy to be greatly considered, decoded, if you will, for the blessing of all. Psalms 118 and 22 says, "The stone which the builders refused has become their head, or the chief stone of the corner." This is marvelous. This is the Lord's doing. This is the doing of the Most High. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Most High has made. It's the day of his doing. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Yah. Yes, Most High. I beseech thee, and I will tell you this word. Beseech thee and show now the victory. Show now what it is to comprehend beyond all that has been aspired to and called wise among the nations. So blessed be he that comes in the name of the Most High, the name, my brothers and sisters, that will confirm everything the Most High has spoken since the world began. And yes, my brothers and sisters, even beyond. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Most High. We'll bless you out of the house. Finally, the people will bless him truly in the house of the Most High. Yah is the Most High, the Master, him who is complete, the righteous one. And there's no attaining unto all that is required but by him, which has showed us light, an invariant, total, complete, brilliant word. As the Most High said, he will not deny himself. Let us understand then those scriptures, what those scriptures says, since he will not deny himself. Let us study to show ourselves approved. As working the needs not be reproved. One scripture says, fully furnished unto all good works. How about rightly discerning fully what is the word of truth? If he already said he will not deny himself, don't take that word divide to even begin to think it means that he will subdivide his word. No, my brothers and sisters, his very name, which reflects his word, says that he is all that he is. The eyes of the Most High, and it showed us light. And the Aramaic reads it this way: bind our festival processions, therefore, like an unbroken chain. Bind our progression then in the knowledge of his righteousness. He says he doesn't want to hear people speaking idle words, vain words, stagnant, stumbling block style words, short-sightedness in his feast. This feast ought to be a remembrance and a memorial of all things he has spoke throughout all our generations. Bind our festival procession like an unbroken chain, even to the horns of the altar. For thou art my Yah, and I will praise thee. For thou art my Yah, my strength, and I will exalt thee. Think about it. One whom men look to and rely upon. If they have not the greater wisdom of Yah, can they be your strength unto the victory, to the overcoming, my brothers and sisters, of all the obstacles that this world has aspired to, refusing to humbly repent, to seek what must come as a sure, full restoration? For whatever does not seek that restoration, my brothers and sisters, indeed is a prison house, vanity, and yes, the damnations of men. Oh, give thanks unto the Most High, for he is good, he is righteous, he is whole. He is true to all that he has ever spoken, for his mercy. Yes, his mercy. What he calls just, good, favorable, even kindness. That is a kindness and a blessed thing forever. Oh, my brothers and sisters, these words in the 119th Psalm. Consider these words. Even the words of Messiah himself. And let me move swiftly because I have a lot to say to you after this. Psalm 118 and 14. The Most High is my strength and my song, and become my salvation. Him who makes me whole, who preserves me, him who reconstitutes me. Messiah said, restore to me the glory I had with thee before the world was made. Restoration of the righteous is from the beginning. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand, the trusted ally of the Most High, does valiantly. He gains the victory. He gains strength. Right hand of the Most High. Who he said he upheld with his right hand? Need to read Isaiah 44, going into 45 and understand. The right hand, the chosen ally of the Most High, is exalted. The right hand of the Most High doeth valiantly. I wish I had time to talk to you about all that's written in Isaiah. Well, how about Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19 concerning all this and what those verses actually mean? These are latter-day prophecies, my brothers and sisters, concerning Messiah, saying, I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Most High. Most High is chasing me sore, but he has not given me over to death. Why does the scripture talk about this? Why does the scripture say this? What about these scriptures, my brothers and sisters? Psalm 118 and 9 is better to trust in the Most High than to have confidence in princes. Therefore, your rights must exceed that of the rulers. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, will not rule according to the standards of men, nor the rulers of men exalt. But his authority comes from the Most High, from the One. It's time to better understand. It's better to put trust in the Most High than put confidence in men. It's better to put trust in the Most High than confidence in princes. 118 and 10. All nations compass me round about, but in the name of the Most High, the name, I say it again, that confirms all that is divine covenant, will I destroy them. They compass me round about. Yea, they compass me about. Compass me about. In other words, surrounding me for his, not for his good. But in the name of the Most High, will I destroy them, according to the fullness of divine righteousness, exposing them in all their folly. For that purpose that my people be delivered, shall I destroy them. They compass me round about like bees. They're quenched as the fire of thorns. In the name of the Most High, I will destroy them. Most High has thrust sword at me that I might fall, but the Most High helped me. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. I can only tell you, amongst other things, it is true that Messiah was sure to be humble, that he be true to the Most High in all things. Even the nations, my brothers and sisters, thrusted him so that he might fall, but the Most High helped him. Helps him. The Most High is my strength and my song to become my salvation, the voice of rejoicing and salvation in the tabernacle of the righteous. What are these scriptures saying, my brothers and sisters? When it talks about the stone which the builders refused from the chief stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, or the doing of the Most High. It is marvelous in our eyes. How about it is revelation of things that is of a thing, my brothers and sisters, brought to bear that has been, let's just put it this way, as some might say, it was over the heads of most. Went outside the notice of most. That's what that word marvelous means. It's the day the Most High has made. How about all things brought to light? And in that light, all seeing eye to eye, shall we rejoice, be rejoined, and at last, in the name of the Most High, blessed, delivered beyond, made whole beyond all those who would keep the people in the darkness. I beseech thee, O Yah, him who is all that he is, everything that he is, I beseech thee and find the victory beyond all those who would keep us in blindness. So blessed be he that comes in the name of the Most High, that we might bless him in the house of the Most High. He is the Most High. He shows light beyond all those who would set up stumbling blocks to blind the eyes, to bind our festival processions and the progressing knowledge and the wisdom of Yah. Constant thing, my brothers and sisters. Who is these? Are these scriptures talking about? Well, how many of us have been prepared to understand, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah said that he is? When he called himself the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, we find out who he's talking about. Someone called the morning star. Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4 talked about a righteous one, the Most High upholds. A righteous one like the rising sun. Rising sun, the morning star, casting out all the darkness, all the counterfeiters, all those who pretend, casting out all the darkness, revealing the light that the whole world would obscure. We need to talk about that, my brothers and sisters. The scripture calls him the shepherd of the Most High, calls him Messiah. Messiah said he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, the actual title that this one bore, meaning sunrise. Morning star, the one for whom the kingdom called Kurdistan was named. Kur meaning sun, tis meaning rise. The ancient faith was not called Christianity, my brothers and sisters. It was called Kurdistan. Kur, sun, tis, rise, shah, king. King of the east, as in Revelation 16:12-21. And then the Messiah says, behold, I come. Oh, he is the king of the east. Wake up and understand. We've talked oftentimes on this show about, and you need to check out this website of mine, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin. Find out who Messiah said he is. Read the article called hiddengospel.com, article called The Secret City Prophecies, and discern, my brothers and sisters, how he appears. But believe me, the world has hid that from the masses greatly. You really think the ruler is going to tell you about the him who comes to reprove them all? A lot of people are going to be shocked if they trusted rulers to tell them what the scripture said in advance. The rulers would not. And my brothers and sisters, wherever they did not teach you these things, they left you in vanity. Wherever they did not teach you these things, they compelled people to prefer unrighteousness. Wherever they did not teach you these things, they caused men to trust in a strong delusion, thinking that it was salvation, but it was only to their detriment, left partial, incomplete, and polluted in their perceptions. And if we understand well, the scripture saying you should not take his name in vain, it means you should not swear your name, you swear yourself over to him, or swear by his name unto any less than all that he requires. Remember, I told you the word for vanity is also emptiness. It also has to do with what is deception, causing men not to seek the greater truth, to worship false gods. And oftentimes, the word for God relates to the idea about, you know, that entirety of knowledge that men accept that controls the patterns of their thoughts. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters. Let us understand. Messiah said he's the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Luke 178 calls Messiah, and many of the texts related after the Dead Sea Scrolls, calls him sunrise. First Caper 119 through 21 calls him the morning star. I will tell you that Zechariah, a post-exilic prophet, long after the first appearing of this one called the Kurdi, in King James Version, they called him Cyrus. Zechariah, a post-exilic prophet, spoke of him again as in terms of a latter-day prophecy at 3 and 8 and at 6 and 12, Zechariah. You need to also take into consideration, my brother and sister, Malachi. Also a post-exilic prophet spoke of him when he said, he for whom you seek, same thing as he for whom you're waiting. They who wait for him should renew their strength. Oh, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Who is anticipating that righteous one that the voice crying in the wilderness heralds? Read Isaiah 40 through 41 through 42 and compare that 42 and 1 to Matthiah 12 and 18. And understand who the illusion is there. It's more than an illusion, my brothers and sisters. Hey, even the father, the one called John the Baptist, knew who Yeshua was when he called him sunrise. That word at 6, 3 and 8 and 6 and 12, Zechariah, they call branch. The word is also, it also not only means branch, but that which springs forth like the sunrise. They called it Anatolia. It means the kingdom of the east. It means east. Anatolia is the kingdom of the east. Anatolia is what that was rising in the east, the sun. Having to do, my brothers and sisters, in the context of its rising to cast out the darkness. No, I'm not talking about pagan sun worship here. We're talking about the brilliance, my brothers and sisters, to cast out the darkness and brings on a new day. That is what must be understood. To understand this better, let us just simply go through these verses. These verses at Isaiah 44. And understand, my brothers and sisters, that if men have not considered Messiah according to all these prophecies concerning them, these and so many more that are not just here at this 44th chapter, 20th through 46th chapter and 13 verses. If they have not considered Messiah in the context of realizing who he is with regard to all these things, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, the worship has been in vain. Why? Simply because it was not in anticipation of a standard beyond self. When the scripture says they had the law but did not seek it by faith, or they had when the gospel was preached, but the faith was not mixed with faith, it means it was not in anticipation of an understanding concerning these things beyond self. That, my brothers and sisters, cannot be the regathering of any or the strengthening of any people. All who read these words must understand that they are the words that are the echoes of a far greater mind. And man, knowing to seek the Most High for the fullness of that righteousness, preparing for the coming of the Son of Man who reproves all and restores all things unto the regathering of the people made strong. That anticipation, my brothers and sisters, is faith that can make us whole, that can make us one. It's time to understand that. Isaiah 44:20. Let me see if I can just simply relate the idea between vanity and gaining victory. Oh, I could talk to you about Isaiah 25, where it talks about he cast aside the veil that's over all the nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, unto gaining victory. How about perceiving beyond all those who shut the eyes? Saying this is ultimately the righteous one for whom men have waited, that they might rejoice and be made glad, made whole, made regathered as one in his salvation, in the fullness of his word, to wipe away our tears from off our eyes. In other words, to finally establish peace. Read it closely in Isaiah 25:1-3, and understand that he comes, my brothers and sisters, and that he appears out of a city that must be destroyed after being reproved, that cities of ruthless nations awaken to the truth that all shall praise Yah. Who is it that the scripture said, my brothers and sisters, comes for the express purpose that all may know from the rising sun to the west there's none else but Yah. No other Savior. Let us waken and understand, my brothers and sisters, that it is his wisdom, his constant knowledge that declares the entirety of what is our purpose. Isaiah 44:20, read it from, I know it's reading the King James Version, say they feed on ashes. In other words, they feed on vanity. Aramaic says their imagination has become dull thereby. Imagination has become dull. Like I said, people learning by rote, not seeking the greater vision. Their imagination, their vision, their discretion has become dull. A deceived heart has turned men aside. In other words, well, your heart does not comprehend as fully as it should be. They cannot deliver themselves there. Certainly not after this. Faith unto salvation comes by hearing a word from Yah. It is a gift from him. The capacity to see at the greater dimension is a gift from him. And they cannot deliver themselves, nor do they discern that what they trusted in their right hand, with their right hand, what they've given fellowship to, has been falsehood. He said, your covenant with death. How about, my brothers and sisters, partiality, sin, fallen standards, separated from the greater truth of Yah? They say your covenant with death must be annulled. How shall this be? He says, remember these things. Tell me all the things you forgot, remember. O Yaakov of Israel, for thou art my servant. Oh, he is the word from the beginning, irrevocable. He does not change. Remember these things to be true to him. The scripture tells us, in Isaiah 44:20-45, relative to 1 Corinthians 3:18-4-5, Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I did not say those who keep you blind to the things you should seek and know. So remember these things, O Yaakov and Israel, for thou art my servant. I formed thee, thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. The scripture says also in the way it's translated in Aramaic, it's often translated this, say, O Israel, from henceforth forget me not. Did you? From henceforth forget me not. Don't become partial in my word. Preserve my word. Keep, preserve, maintain, defend my word. All this as a constant remembrance throughout all your generations. This is what the Most High requires of his people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hear me and understand. Discern what the Most High requires of his people. If he asks, they remember all these things that for so long they had forgotten. And if they were forgotten, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about a stone which the builders have rejected. A truth, my brothers and sisters, a solidarity, a sound doctrine that the builders have refused, establishing themselves then upon, my brothers and sisters, without a foundation. What does Messiah say concerning that? The fall of such temples shall be great. He says to they crowd, many crowd, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully the will of the Father. They are fallen false doctrine prophets. He said to hear as his words and understands them. Obeys, understands, hears to understand them. That is a wise man. What about if they had the words and did not comprehend them upon the pure foundation? Shall the Most High be delighted in such vain praise? Whereby men petition and praise for an agenda that is not of Yah? Arguing they should be justified after less? Less robbery? Come on, my people, let's understand. So remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I formed thee. In other words, formed thee for his purpose. Thou art my servant. I did not say servant according to the rule of another. How shall one serve Yah and he has not the knowledge of his rule? Remember, O Israel, from henceforth forgetting not. Isaiah 59 talks about one coming forth. He says, so shall it be in the name of the Most High, from the west to the rising sun. It says, from henceforth, this is my covenant. My words shall not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants henceforth even forever. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures speak of. So the Most High will blot out as a thick cloud thy transgression, as a cloud thy sins. How about he will wipe out all that it is, my brothers and sisters, that compel men to trust in standards separated, partial, polluted, and not true to him. For he has redeemed his people as they worship him, him who is all that he is forever. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Most High has done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, all nations. O forests, in other words, get the point. Even that wherein there has not been discipline, let it waken to the opportunity. And every tree therein, all they, my brothers and sisters, who would be fruited unto divine purpose. For the Most High has redeemed his people, and the earth, my brothers and sisters, will give forth its increase unto when a people is in the earth. I said a people in the earth that can bring forth an offering acceptable unto Yah. The Most High has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus says the Most High thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb for his purpose. I am the Most High that maketh all things, that he makes all things according to his glory, that stretches forth the heavens, his purpose alone. Did not say according to the design of another. Why do you speak of another man's agenda? That spreadeth forth the earth by himself, that lays all things out according to his plan, in the might of his strength. That proves that the agendas of others and the plans and the expectations of others are nothing. My brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you rightly what is the expectation of the Most High. They taught you vanity. And the Most High will not, I said he will not, he will not be destabilized, nor turned aside from that which he has spoken by the misimagination of any man. So the Most High will frustrate the tokens of the liars, those who did not discern his righteous expectation and would not speak it. They make us divine as those who just, have, like I said, trust in their own vanities and presumptuous. He proves them insane men, unsound. That turns wise men backwards, approves those that men call wise to be foolish, shows them to be backwards. And maketh their knowledge, proves their knowledge to be foolish. Proves their knowledge, my brothers and sisters, to be a result of mass deception. But will confirm the voice of his servant, perform the counsel according to his message, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. And to the cities of Judah, I'm talking about Israel, my brothers and sisters, Judah inhabited with men. Again, true to his will, Manu, God mind, men redeemed unto the way of Yah, beyond all the fallacy, falsehood, fallen, trickeration, guile, deceit, that is inhabited the minds of those who trust in men and not Yah. Says you shall be inhabited the cities of Judah, a people that will praise Yah. That's what Judah means. You should be built, rebuilt, established firmly, and I'll raise up the decayed places thereof. Oh, we need to talk about that a little bit about Isaiah 58, about restoring the desolate places. Who shall do this, my brothers and sisters? And we talk about ultimately in the latter days. The citizens of the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. I will call your attention to Revelation 16:12. It talks about the drying up of the rivers before the one called the King of the East. The drying of the rivers with the way of the King of the East may be prepared. The proving foolish of the wisdom of the wise, the proving foolish of the rulers, that men look for a greater rule. They put down here Cyrus. He's talking about the one called the Kurdish. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, before there was one by the name of Judah, one by the name they called Israel. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, was a Kurd. The leader of those called the Kurds, the sons, the faithful sons of Noah. A tribal title for the king, the leader, was the same as the tribe. I would have you understand, my brothers and sisters, Abraham was a Kurd, the one called the Kurdi. Kurdish, Kurdi. Oh, wow. How many will catch on? Kurdish people. Head of the tribe is called the Kurdi. Did I not say to you earlier that the faith is not called Christianity? It's called Kurdishanya. Look at the vibration of the letters. Kurd son, Tis rise. Shah, king. Sunrise, east. King of the east. Wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters. Put down Cyrus. How about Kurd A? Sunrise, Zechariah 3:8, 6:12. Look at it in the Aramaic text. You can look it up on a website called lamsabible.com and check out Zechariah 3:8 and also verses 6:12. Understand what he's talking about, my brothers and sisters. He was an exiled, post-exilic prophet long after the first appearing of the one called the Kurdi. And he spoke about, my brothers and sisters, about his obvious apparent return. Something to think about. It's just said of Cyrus, they put down here. How about the Kurdi? He is my shepherd. He's going to regather the people. He's going to regather the flock, the Sion, Zion. He is my shepherd. Perform all my pleasure. Faithful unto Yah. One whom my soul delights, one who pleases him. Even saying to Jerusalem, the city of peace, according to all the Most High declares. Yes, that's a faithful ally. Thou shalt be built. In other words, the temple itself shall be built according to the fullness of what the Most High intends. And to the temple thy foundation. Is it a foundation that has no room for the greater truth? What did Messiah say to those who are subject to those who hear the truth? Why is it that you cannot obey my word? Why is it you have no room in you for my word? Was the foundation that you stood upon, did it have no room for that which will reprove it? Then men, my brothers and sisters, have established temples to only to exalt their own righteousness and not the exceeding wisdom and righteousness of Yah. There's a foundation, my brothers and sisters, a greater truth. A truth, my brothers and sisters, that Rome sought to completely destroy from the minds. And men not discern who Messiah is, what he comes to do according to all the prophecies. I've told you before, titles like King of the Medes, Yeremiah 51, 11, 28 verses. Wow. That has its vibrations. King of the Medes. Titles like Angel from the Rising Sun, Angel that Ascends in the East. Revelation 7:2. King of the East. 16:12-21 Revelation. Need to look at the whole point. One who emerges at that city, my brothers and sisters, to reprove the nations, will cause the in his revelation caused the faulty foundation of all the nations to be exposed and said the cities of the nations fell. Think about it.
The stone which the builders rejected, my brother and sister, must become the chief stone of the corner. And that means all the faulty foundation must fall that a true temple be established. You must consider these things, my brothers and sisters, for they were always the expectation of the faith in bringing an end to all the confusion. Thus says the Most High to this one called the Curdy, whose right hand he has upheld. The right hand of the Lord Most High does valiantly. Whose right hand he has upheld. Sit thou at my right hand, as my right hand. Till I make all your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110. To subdue nations before him. To subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. In other words, that sash that they wear to declare their sovereignty will be loosed. Shown naked, my brothers and sisters, before the greatness of his exceeding wisdom. Proven naked, lacking, I will loose the loins of kings. What does scripture say about the one called the King of the East? I dried the rivers before this one called the King of the East, and fed the dried the rivers that the way of the King of the East might be prepared. The one that was called the King of the East is the one called the Curdy. Say, blessed are those who keep their garments, lest they walk naked and men see their shame. Many have sought, my brothers and sisters, to hide their iniquity, their injustice, or cover it by their priestly robes. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to take back his name. And there will be none who stands in the temple, my brothers and sisters, who has been partial, taught partiality in the law, or has been treacherous against the fullness of a covenant. He said he would destroy the temple, my brothers and sisters, who those who cause men to trust in foreign gods. How about fallen standards and misimaginations that the Most High by no means will ever exalt? He will count it all, my brothers and sisters, as vanity. One scripture says you should have known that there's no searching of all that is divine understanding, and wherever men have fallen short, he said he would count such unlikelihoods, misrepresentations, as drops in a bucket. And if whole nations, my brothers and sisters, are misled, Yah will yet be true. He said, we count all nations as if they were just a drop in a bucket. And what happened to a drop in a bucket, my brothers and sisters, once it's splattered, does it count as much at all? Think about it. He said, I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before him the two-leaved gates. How about, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is they sought to hide the truth, he shall see. And the gates shall not be shut. Access to the greater wisdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world has sought to hide, is given to him. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, he will be given authority over the kingdom of Yah itself as it be established upon the earth, for he is the king. He opens and no man shuts, and he shuts and no man opens. Scripture calls him, for those who will understand it rightly, in Zechariah, Zechariah, 10th chapter calls him the corner, the nail, and the battle bow. Look up Isaiah 22 and understand. Discern who is the battle bow, my brothers and sisters. He says kings will be dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. When they put down in Isaiah 49, they put down chosen arrow. How about a chosen bowman? The word means the same. Wish I had time to talk to you about Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19. But that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, explains these things. And there's a depiction at the beginning of the article you truly need to examine for every single bit of the knowledge that is there. He said he would go before him to make the crooked places straight. He said the same thing of Mashiach, my brothers and sisters, even concerning Yeshua. I'll go before they make crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass. In other words, wherever there's been resistance against the discerning the greater knowledge of Yah, or let's just say wherever men have been enslaved inside a prison house, not able to discern it. He said, I'll cut asunder the bars of iron, and I'll give you the treasures that have been hid, that men have held in the darkness, and the hidden riches that were hid in secret places. Who sought to hide these things? One scripture calls this one. Later on in 45:15, it calls him, they put down the word down there. They say, sure is thou one who hides thyself. Isaiah 41, 20, around 41, 25. So it went from the north and rising summer. The word north there is hidden. And believe me, brothers and sisters, the sacred secrets are hidden to those who are of carnal mind, seeking to be esteemed, or seeking esteem after that which they see, rather than what Yah will reveal. He said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness, or the treasures that were hid in the darkness, that men sought to keep in the darkness. The rulers sought to hide from you. The riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Most High, you may know the Most High is Yah, who calls thee by thy name. In other words, calls thee by... do I need to explain that? Call thee by thy name. Declare thee the righteous one of light. But it means I could talk to you about so much more here, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Let me move on to something so I can get to that point. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, have even called thee by thy name. Wow. How about you call my name, my brothers and sisters? Remember the scripture says, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to the temple. The Lord for whom you are waiting. They'll wait for him to renew their strength. How about discern beyond all those who weaken it? Who weaken their solidarity. He shall show you how to conquer them all. Call thee by thy name. Oh, a name that relates to Yah and all that he is according to the fullness of his purpose. I have surnamed. Surnamed thee. Though thou hast not known me. Heaven help us. How many are prepared to understand what it means to give you a title of honor? Kana, great title of honor. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, most other thing, this one was called Great King, King of Kings. Highly exalted title, my brothers and sisters. There's an article on my website called Secret Name. You need to check it out, too. They may know from the rising of the sun to the west that there's none beside Yah. He is the Most High. He is the Most High. He is the strength. He is the Savior. There's none else. Only by his standard, my brothers and sisters, you may hold unto purpose, and all else is vanity. He says, I form the light, I create darkness. In other words, he either showed, it is Yah, my brothers and sisters, whether or not man pleases him, that light is revealed, or man is left in the darkness. Think about it. He said, those who obey him, keep his commandments, he said he revealed himself. Did he say he revealed himself to those, my brothers and sisters, who show no gratitude for his kindness? When he says, I make peace and create evil, it means he makes good times peace or hardship. He, according to whether he reveals light, will declare also whether or not there is peace. Because men left in darkness, confusion. That darkness, my brothers and sisters, left confusion. He also declares, my brothers and sisters, whether it be hardship or whether there will be good times. He, the Most High, does all these things. It's time to understand it for the real. Time to understand the perception. So it says, drop down, ye heavens. What it does not mean is that you lessen the divine standard. It means let the heavenly standard be discerned among men. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the righteousness of Yah be revealed, that every eye see it. And the earth open, welcome it. And let them bring, let it all, the whole creation, bring forth salvation, fruitive according to fully what the Most High declared from the beginning. And let righteousness, all that is divine, will spring up. Semach. Same word. Let righteousness spring up. Together. Spring forth. Together. Righteousness. How about the Son of Righteousness arise? That all might partake in the blessing together. I, the Most High, is the one who does it, creates it. Woe then to those who would be an obstacle against this magnificent kindness, who would compel men after vanity, after something less.
Warn to him that strives with his maker, strives against the fruition of divine purpose that would keep men subject to vanity, partiality, emptiness, worthlessness, that which is not worthy. Let the potsherd shell the, and what it means, really means to shell the potsherd, the broken pot, worth nothing, strive with other potsherds of the earth and call themselves wise. Why? Because they stood against the will of one, not gravitated after the will of one. My brother and sister, it is just contentious potsherds arguing against potsherds. For all their zeal, it still amounts to nothing before Yah, because he is not pleased till there is peace in this earth. And that requires that all comply and they are subdued according to the will of one, him. No other law, my brothers and sisters, by which the world might be brought to order. No other law that is just. No other law by which this world might cooperate, love, and trust. And years ago at the Feast of Tabernacles, time we are celebrating now, he once told me the greatest gift he can give is a law by which men might cooperate. Men might love, men might trust. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, we all understand. Shall the clay that is nothing till the Most High does something with it, say to him who's fashioned and makes it something, what maketh thou? In other words, you're all incomplete, broken potsherds, unable to perform the purpose of even a vessel that can hold up or be held accountable in all things for anything. What maketh thou? You know, you dare to argue and you need to be formed into something that is worthwhile. What maketh thou? You say, the work that was saved to the Most High, he has no hands, no handiwork. He is not handy with his hands. Hey, how are you going to be built in anything? You sit back and you argue about what he would have you to be. Warn to him that says unto the Father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what are you trying to bring forth? Heaven help us. My brothers and sisters, Yahweh declared the purpose of the thing, and those who would argue against that purpose, having another agenda, that is vanity. That is disrespect, irreverence. And the Most High finds nothing about it pleasing. Most High kind of bomb one of my brothers and sisters, whatever, after such irreverence and so proud. Arrogance of ignorance, my brothers and sisters, will not save. A lot of folks are going to turn around and say, well, Lord, I didn't know. I can hear you see it now. Brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, and that these things should have been preserved throughout all ages, it was a sin not to know. To be under ignorance of those who would hide the truth from you, that is to be under sin, because the Holy Spirit teaches all things. Thus said the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, who makes all things according to his purpose, who calls Israel according to his glory for the restitution of all things. Light to the nation, salvation to the peoples. Ask of me, he said, you should ask of him concerning the things to come, or what is the purpose concerning my sons and my people, and concerning the work of his hands. Do men believe they command him? Think again. You should ask him concerning what he desires. He says, he has made the earth and created man upon it. He says, my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded, all things created according to his purpose, no less. So the Most High has to raise up a man in righteousness, direct all his ways. He shall build a city worthy unto the Most High, unto all that he calls in completion and purity of his holiness. Peace. He shall let my captives. In other words, set free my captives. Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings unto the meek. The Most High calls him his anointed Messiah. Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to release the captives. Preach good tidings, a whole word, a word that's beyond all the nations, to the meek. Let go my captives, not for a price nor for a bribe, saith the Most High. Discern, my brothers and sisters, of whom it is we speak. Thus saith the Most High. Like I said in Yeremiah, it says, the king of the Medes, will destroy Babylon once and for all. That is the deliverer. Why did they tell you that the ancient word for Medes is Mahdi, and the concept of one who casts aside all confusion was already there in Yirmiyahu long before the one came along who called himself Ibn Abdullah Muhammad? Why did they tell you that the word for Medes, Mahdi, Mashiach, Zoshian, all these titles, my brothers and sisters, speak of the same one who casts out all the confusion and brings men past the darkness into the light, like the rising of the sun. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Thus says the Most High, the labor of Mithraim, Egypt, and the merchandise of Shaba, Ethiopia, they call it the Sabians in your King James Version. Men of stature, Ethiopia, they call it also Cush. But look it up, my brothers and sisters. Look up a little closer. Men of stature shall come unto thee. In other words, one who is exalted above the nations shall come over to thee, and they shall be thine. Who is he speaking of? They shall come after thee, and change shall they come over. Read Isaiah 24, my brothers and sisters. Read Isaiah 60, and talk about him unto whom the king should be brought. Bow down, know that Yah has loved Israel. Kings shall come over thee, because shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee and make supplication unto thee, surely saying, Yah is with thee in thee. Wow. Surely Yah is with thee in thee, and there's none else. How about no other Savior, my brothers and sisters? And it says concerning this one whose exceeding righteousness revealed, he said, verily thou art a God. They put down here, how about one who, a Savior, one who has hid himself? Well, did he hide himself, my brothers and sisters, or was he hid to the carnal mind? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He said, because men were resistant, the rulers and those who see the hidden things were blind. Verily thou art, think about it. So often a man is unwilling to see, Most High leaves them in darkness because it's the curse of their rebellion. The very that of one that hidest thyself. Isaiah 49, Messiah is called the Concealed One. Book of Enoch is called the Concealed One. Article on my website, Enoch Excerpts, need to check it out. Concealed One, why? The sacred secrets are hid to the carnal mind. Surely thou art one who hides thyself, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior. It says, thou should be greatly, they should be greatly ashamed and confounded, all of them who go to confusion together. In other words, who look after those who confuse them, who are the makers of their own religion, their own idols, exalting their own presumptuousness. They should be greatly ashamed and confounded, found that they, we're not upon a firm foundation, but the confusion of the nations. All of them should go to confusion, the makers of idols. Think about it. There are many who say that they believe and worship and know the Most High, but this one was hid from them. And when it is known according to all that he must do, Scripture says the cities and the nations fall. This Babylon, this confusion falls, because he speaks according to all the Most High has declared, required, and has taught his people of old to expect. I can only tell you that Rome sought the total forgetfulness of all of this. But Israel shall be saved. How about made whole in the Most High? Hey, him who is all that he is. With an everlasting salvation, made whole to remember these things forever. Salvation also means to be made whole. You should not be ashamed, not falling short, nor confounded. Now I'm not upon a multitude of conflicting foundations that are no foundation, world without end, forever. Hey, he said it says in Isaiah 59:19-21, this one who arises this time from the west, that they may know the rising of the sun, there's none else but Yah. He says that his covenant remains in the mouth of his people forever. Think about the comparison. You just read Isaiah 45:6, the men from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. Messiah said, as the light goes forth from the east, even into the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. All of a sudden, a word has gone forth, my brothers and sisters, to traverse the whole globe. For thus said the Most High that created the heavens, Yah himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established, he has created it, but not in vain. Not after anybody's fallen standard, but the fullness of his will. He formed it to be inhabited, to be fruitive in all things. He is the Most High. He builds all things according to the fullness of all that gives him glory, the fullness of his majesty. And there's none else. There's only one pure and perfect standard, my brothers and sisters. And he who formed all things unto his glory, he declares the expectation. Even whether a thing is viable unto him or not. He said, I've not spoken in secret. I've not spoken in such a way trying to hide the truth from you, but to reveal it. I did not tell you to look for me, and therefore, in the dark places of the earth, among those who have no knowledge. He did not say to the seeds of Yaakov to seek me in vain, and did not say, look out among the nations to find me. He did not say, look and find me among the nations that need this gospel who refuse it. I did not say to Yaakov, seek me in vain. I, the Most High, speak righteousness. I declare the things that are right. I speak righteousness. I speak a fullness word, not to hide like your rulers have. Not to hide the truth, but to reveal it. I declare the things that are right, the whole things that are just. In fact, I declare what is straight way, what is the victory for his people, my brothers and sisters, what is a whole agreement unto the Most High, what is equal, what is just, what is equity, yes, what is righteousness, my brothers and sisters, in all the brightness. Have the leaders done this? So he says, telling his people not to look for him among the vanities of this earth and among the nations, he says, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are refugees among the nations, among those that need this light. What the scripture says, those who dwell in the land of darkness have seen a great light. Means in the last days the nation is still in darkness. When he restores Israel, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, when he restores Israel, turn ungodliness from Israel, that is the misconceits of the nations, then shall all discern the light. I pray that you will understand this. Ye that and draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. In other words, those who sought to take refuge among the nations, amidst the blind, they have no knowledge that set up wood, the wood of their graven image, according to their presumptuous, falling short, misimaginations, and pray to a God that can never heal, never make you whole, never save, never make you complete according to purpose. Here, my brothers and sisters, the light bulb that just sits there and looks like a bulb but won't shine, does it have complete its purpose? My brothers and sisters, the Most High made man in the image of Yah, consider. And my brothers and sisters, that means that all must then, if they were trained, be him, seek to be like unto their master. Tell ye and bring them near, like unto the purpose of the Creator, for which he made them. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared these things? All your rulers, let them come together. Can they say that they anything about that they declare these things? Who among them declared this from ancient time? None of them. Who is it told from that time? It was only the Most High. And there's no Most High, no Holy One, no Savior else beside him. He alone is the just one who makes men whole. All the others have taught you vanity, falling short. Yes, my brothers and sisters, discern the stone which the builders rejected, and still not open their hearts to receive. Discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the men, because they did not welcome it with love, because the scriptures say that this one is going to reprove all the rulers, and those who are so concerned with their own self-rule could never preach this gospel. You need to discern, my brothers and sisters, the stone which the builders rejected, that the only way it can become the chief stone of the corner, it means that what is already built in the place where the temple must stand, must fall. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High ultimately wants no remembrance of whatever the vanities of this world were taught. He said, by this and this alone shall the iniquity of Yaakov be atoned for. that Israel might finally bring forth fruit. Worthy unto the Most High. It says that the altars must be come like chalk stones, and all the false images, all the misimaginations and false worship is taught, was taught therein, must no longer stand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, to become worthy to be called a temple that should reside in the great temple. What is it talking about, my brothers and sisters? What manner of temple is it that the rebuilder of Jerusalem, what manner of temple is it that he respects?
90.
Heaven help us. But one that comes to the fullness of what is all divine intent. Wow, time has crept up on me. They tell me I've got about 9 seconds left. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It says, look to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. This is the Savior. I am the Most High. There's none else. I sworn by myself, one called by my name. The word is gone forth out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. It shall accomplish all that for which I sent it. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Understand these same words were saying concerning Yeshua. He says, surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Read Isaiah 49, speaking of Yeshua, and also this one called the Kurdi. Same, my brothers and sisters. Surely shall one say, not two saviors, have our righteousness and strength. Into him shall men come, and all that incense against him shall be ashamed. In the Most High shall all the seed of Israel be justified. How about me made righteous in all things, and shall be glorified? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, discern the stone which the builders rejected. Discern all the prophecies concerning him that the world has chosen to ignore. Because he must expose whatever it is men have not sought the fullness of all righteousness. Because indeed the Most High has a standard by which his kingdom shall be built and shall be preserved. Whoever does not seek that fullness, my brothers and sisters, his worship is vain. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, praying always for our people and thankful for every year that he brings near to his praise always. Hallelujah! And thank you all again for listening. For those who will continue to listen beyond what's said here live, if we hadn't had that little break, we'd have been able to complete the fullness of this show. But I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 46 and 8. There's something to be remembered to transcend this Babylonish confusion of subject to those who will cause you to forget and never discern again or ever remember the truth. So remember this and show yourselves men. I did not say beastly, unreasoning beasts. Bring it again to your mind. Don't be so mindless, O ye transgressors. And yes, it is transgression, it is sin not to remember these things. Remember the former things, the foundation that is of old, and without that foundation, my brothers and sisters, all things that men have considered established upon a faulty foundation is still quite shaky. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, by his word he will shake all things, so only that which cannot be shaken firm, that which is firm remains. He says, I am Yah, and there is none else. I am Yah, and there is none like him. He, my brothers and sisters, declares the only righteousness by which all things shall be affirmed, strong, beyond all worldly contradiction and attrition, to remain. He declares the end from the beginning. He told you in advance this would come to pass. And from what will come in the end time, my brothers and sisters, during the end from the beginning, and from ancient time, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, my word, my promise, even the bringing forth of my promise, one shall come, and his promise shall stand, and he will do all my pleasure. I will do all my pleasure, even calling forth a ravenous bird from the east, one like an eagle, my brothers and sisters, who perceiving his shadow, perceives himself as having dominion over all that which he pervades. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, a man that executes, how about all my counsel, my friend, from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also do it. I will bring it to pass, I will purpose it. I will also do it. Hearken to me, ye stout-hearted, those who are proud and refusing to hear, those who are in their stout-heartedness and selfish ambition. Their pride refused to understand unto whom the Most High has promised dominion for the restoration of his people. Hearken to me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. You say, I'll bring forth my righteousness. I'll bring forth my righteous one, the one for whom you should be seeking, that you be able to discern beyond those who hear the truth from you. I'll bring near my righteousness, shall not be far off. I'll bring it near, all might see it. And my salvation, even the Savior, shall not tarry. And I'll place salvation, even the Savior, in Sion and for Israel. Nay, yes, that Israel might be glorified. How about my brothers and sisters, truth, the everlasting righteous, the Most High forever. Blessed they will understand this, my faith, my brothers and sisters, for in understanding these things shall you discern. The stone which the builders of this very day have rejected, that will become a chief stone, the chief stone of the temple that shall be laid. Upon his wisdom, upon his righteousness shall it be laid. A temple true unto the Most High, as a shepherd to his people. Even after the anointing of the Most High shall all these things be revealed. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And all that have sinned against the fullness of his righteousness revealed shall be found ashamed, cut short of the name of the Most High. Unconfirmed, unsealed. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek to become fully that which the Most High, in the signing of his name, has made it an irrevocable and unshakable word and vessel of promise. To come, my brothers and sisters, in accepting all these things, what it means to become a temple unto the Most High. Again, until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Blessed be your time of Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles. And realize, my brothers and sisters, there's only one temple, foundation. There's only one foundation upon which a righteous temple is laid. And my brothers and sisters, be careful. Be careful about the kind of things that men have laid upon that foundation. My brothers and sisters, all such faultiness shall be burned. And the scripture says point blank, be careful, whoever destroys or defiles that temple, Yah will destroy. Be careful, my brothers and sisters. Don't consider yourself wise after the diversities of this world. For the diversities of this world would not exist unless someone had been deceived. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Understand what the Apostle Shaul meant when he said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge is the Most High. Therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time till he comes and reveal, and until the Master comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, those things the world would keep in the darkness. Out of sight, my brothers and sisters, out of your sight, out of your vision, out of your mind. And then will every man know how to praise Yah, who declares righteousness. He does not seek to withhold the word. What's the scripture say about that? Think about it. Think about it. He says, our weapons are not carnal, but they should be mighty through Yah, to the casting down of strongholds and false imaginations. Whatever exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah. The wrath of Yah upon whoever it is that unjustly suppresses the truth. Understand, my brothers and sisters, this. It says we will revenge all unrighteousness, but it's when our righteousness is complete. That those, my brothers and sisters, who would be judges in the earth, let them discern what it means that we all must judge righteously, lest we be condemned. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Adam Yahweh, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. to his might, to his praise, to his honor always. Hallelujah. Blessed be.